Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Peyim Beis. We're holding on Peyim and Aleph, four lines to the bottom, Amar Bevayu. Amar Bevayu, Simani Stress Va'ilonos, when it comes to a person who shows Simani Stress Va'ilonos, Uben Shmaina, or a baby who is born after an 8-month pregnancy, but he shows signs that he's a Ben Kayama, in Aysen Ben Maisa Achu Ben Esrem. We're only maxing the person as a Stress, as an Ilonos, or as a Ben Shmaina that's healthy, once he turns 20 years old. Now ask the Gemara, Uben Shmaina Mikachaye, is there such a thing as an 8-month baby who is a healthy, goes on to live, that he could turn to be 20. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Ben Shmaina Harehu Kevin Vasul Talfloy, that a baby who's born after an 8-month pregnancy, he's treated like a stone with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, he's Muksa, because he's not going to live anyways, and therefore you're not going to move him. But his mother could bend over and nurse him without moving him. But they have Sakana because of Sakana for the baby, for her, she needs to get rid of her milk, and therefore because of the Sakana, it's Mutter. But otherwise, we assume he's not going to live, and therefore he's muksa. So how could you tell me that you wait until he's 20? Says the Gemara, when he said to wait until he's 20, he was discussing specifically a case where the baby showed signs that he really is fully developed, and therefore it could be assumed that really he's a 7th month baby that just didn't come out until the 8th month, but it's not really an 8th month baby. And we find such a concept that Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Ben Shmaina, who's considered a Ben Shmaina that he's not going to live. Tanakama says, as long as he didn't finish his 9th month, so then he's an 8-month baby, he's not going to live. Whereas Rabbi Aimer, then no, it's not so pashat. Simanim mechichan aleha. There are simanim, it's not just about 8 months. There's also simanim that are needed. Sarai v'tziparnav sholei gamru. And the simanim are, is that his hair and his nails are not fully developed. That's a sign that he really is an 8-month baby that's just underdeveloped and he's not going to live. But time adolei gamru, it's only because these things are not developed. Hagamru, if they would be developed, amrina, we will assume that hai bar shivahu vishtahu yehu dishtaye, that really is a bar shiva who just stayed around and his mother for a little bit longer, but really it's an 8-month baby and he's fully developed. Now says the Gemara, Elahada Avad Rava Taisfa Ovda, that which Rava Taisfa gave a psak, Beisha Shalom Baila Medina Sayam, regarding a woman that her husband went to Medina Sayam, Vishtai Atreser Yarche Shasa, he was away for a full year and the wife went on to have a baby 12 months later, right when the husband came back. V'achsharei, and Rava Taisfa was machsher the baby, didn't consider him a mamzer, even though all signs would seem to point that she was mezaneh, and that she was mezana, the baby's a mamzer. So command Kerebi damer mishtah. Was he going like Rebbe, who says that the baby could be mishtah and the mother, that really it could be this was really just a 9-month pregnancy and the baby just stuck around a little bit longer? Was he really passing like Rebbe over the Tanakama? He was going like a shitas yachid, like Rebbe? Says the Gemara, yeah, but it's not a shitas yachid. Keva dikar Shimon Gamliel damer mishtaye kerabim avad. Because it's also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who holds this concept of mishtah. The Tanakh, like we learned in the Braisa, once a child lives 30 days, even if he's a Ben Chas, we say he's not an Eifel, because if he went 30 days, he's clearly going to live, and therefore we will say that, oh, it's a 7th month baby that just waited an extra month. You see, Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds of this idea. Now, Tanur Rabban, we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Sres Chama, what's considered a Sres Chama? Kol Shu Ben Esrem V'Hevi Shtei Sairis. Once he turns 20 years old, and he doesn't have Shtei Sairis, or Filu Hevi La'achar Mekan, even if he brings the Sairis later, but he also needs simani stress. These are the simanim. He doesn't have a full beard. His hair is very soft. His flesh is very smooth. He says doesn't bubble. It's not very hot. When he goes to the bathroom, it doesn't go very far. His zera is very watery. It's very clear. His doesn't become putrid when left in the kli. He takes a shower during the winter and his basar does not emit steam. His voice is afflicted in such a way that you can't tell if he's a man or a woman. She's 20 years old, doesn't have Shei Cyrus. Even if she brings hairs later, it's not going to change anything. She's an islandess as long as she also has simanim. The following is considered simanim islandess. She doesn't have dadim. It's painful for her. Gamliel Aimer Kol Sheinla Shipulei Ma'ayim Kenashim, her body shaped in a way that's not normal. Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Aimer Kol Shekoyla Ava Vein Nikares Ben Ish Leisha Leish. Her voice is very deep, and you can't tell if she's a man or a woman. Now Itmar Siman Yisres Rav Huna Amar Achu Kulan. Rav Huna held that a person has to have all the simanim to be considered a Yisres. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Be'achad Mehan. Even if the person only has one siman. Now Heichad De Hayavish De Cyrus Bezake. Now if a person has to Cyrus on his beard, so then Kuli Amol Pligid Achu Bekulan. Then even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the person has to have all the simanim. Ki pligi b'shloi hevi. The machlekes says if the person does not have any beard hairs. Now ask the Gemara. El hada amar lu Rava Baravu le Rabbanan. That which Rava Baravu said to the Rabbanan. Einu beit Rav Nachman ibisur malahavel isav lebaras. That go check out Rav Nachman. Let me know when he takes a shower if his basar emits steam, because I want to know if he does. Then he's obviously not a stress, even though he has all these other simanim. I'll know that he's not a stress, and I'll give him my daughter for marriage. Keman Karavuna, was he going like Karavuna that you need all the simanim? Says the Gemara, no, he wasn't going like Karavuna. Rather, Rav Nachman sike dik nahavulei. He had some beard hairs, and we mentioned before that if a person has some beard hairs, so then even Rav Yechon agrees that the person has to have all the simanim to be considered a stress.